This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Metilium. Active ingredient, domperidone. This leaflet provides important information about using Metilium. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Metilium. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Metilium? Metilium contains the active ingredient domperidone. Metilium is an antiemetic and aprokinetic medicine. It works by blocking the action of a chemical messenger in the brain, which causes the feeling of nausea and vomiting, as well as increasing the moment or contractions of the stomach and intestines, allowing food to move more easily through the stomach. Metilium is used to treat nausea and vomiting. Discomfort caused by a slow-moving stomach known as gastroparesis. What should I know before I use Metilium? Warnings. Do not use Metilium if you are allergic to domperidone or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have a tumor of the pituitary gland called prolactinoma. You have or have had liver disease. An increase in stomach or bowel contractions, for example, if you have had bleeding, a blockage, or puncture in your gastrointestinal tract. You have problems with your heart, including abnormal heartbeat. You are taking another medicine containing the active ingredient ketoconazole, voriconazole, itraconazole, posaconazole, which is used to treat fungal infections. You are taking another medicine containing the active ingredient ritonavir, or sequinavir, which is used to treat HIV. You are taking another medicine containing the active ingredient tilaprevir, which is used to treat hepatitis C. You are taking an antibiotic containing the active ingredient erythromycin, clarithromycin, or telithromycin. Check with your doctor if you have a pre-existing heart condition, have or have ever had a kidney disease, have or have ever had breast cancer, are not able to digest lactose, which is a sugar found in milk and milk products. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Metilium and affect how it works. Medicines that slowing down the breaking down, metabolism of other medicines in the body, and can also affect your heart rhythm, such as itraconazole, ketoconazole, posaconazole, or voriconazole, which are used to treat fungal infections, erythromycin, clarithromycin, or telithromycin, which are antibiotics, amiodarone, which is a heart medicine, ritonavir, or sequinavir, which are medicines for HIV/AIDS, tilaprevir, which is a medicine for hepatitis C. In particular, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following medicines for treating fungal infections, such as ketoconazole, fluconazole, itraconazole, and voriconazole. Anticholinergic drugs, medicines to treat allergy, asthma, incontinence, gastrointestinal cramps, muscular spasms, depression, or sleep disorders, for example, dextromethorphan, or diphenhydraminodopaminergic agonists, used to treat Parkinson's disease, or digestive disorders. An antibiotic, such as clarithromycin, telithromycin, and erythromycin. Medicines used to treat HIV infections, such as amprenavir, atazanavir, fosamprenavir, indinavir, nelfinavir, ritonavir, and sequinavir. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure or chest pain, such as diltiazem and verapamil. Amiodarone used to treat fast heart rate. A aprepitant used to treat nausea and vomiting. An antidepressant called nifazidone. Medicines that neutralize or reduce the amount of stomach acid, such as antacids. Do not take medicines that neutralize stomach acid or medicines that reduce the production of stomach acid within 2 hours of taking Metilium. This is because sufficient stomach acid is required to ensure that Metilium is properly absorbed by the body. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect motilium. How do I use motilium? How much to take slash use? The usual dose in adults is one tablet three times a day. For nausea and vomiting, this medicine is usually used for a maximum of 1 week. The other conditions, the initial duration of treatment is up to a maximum of 4 weeks. Follow the instructions provided and use motilium until the doctor tells you to stop. When to take slash use motilium. Motilium is best taken 15 to 30 minutes before meals, and if necessary at bedtime. If you do not understand the instructions provided with this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. If you forget to use motilium, try to take each dose at the scheduled time. The missed dose should be omitted, and the actual dosing schedule resumed. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you have missed more than one dose, or are not sure what to do, check with your doctor or pharmacist. If you use too much motilium. If you think that you have used too much motilium, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia. 131126 New Zealand 0800 Poison 0800764766. Contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using motilium? Things you should do. A risk of unusual heartbeat or sudden heart failure has been associated with motilium use. The risk is higher in patients older than 60 years or taking more than 3 tablets daily. Motilium should be used with caution and should be taken at the lowest effective dose, particularly in older patients. Talk to your doctor if you have a pre-existing heart condition. Treatment with motilium should be stopped if signs or symptoms occur that may be associated with unusual heartbeat. Please talk to your doctor for advice. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how motilium affects you. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep motilium tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. Keep motilium tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature is below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Tell your doctor if you experience any of the following side effects. What to do? Headache, trouble sleeping, nervousness, depression, dizziness, tiredness, or irritability, sleepiness, or drowsiness, fits, or seizures, agitation, dry mouth, or thirst, regurgitation, diarrhea, constipation, nausea, changes in appetite, or heartburn, rash, or itchy skin, itchy eyes and crusty eyelids with discharge. Mouth ulcers, or cold sores. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects. Mild side effects. What to do? These are mild side effects of motilium. Tell your doctor if they continue. Uncontrollable movements of the face, or arms and legs, excessive trembling, excessive muscle stiffness, or muscle spasm, irregular, or no menstrual period, unusual secretion of breast milk, or decrease in sex drive in men, or women. Breast tenderness, or breast enlargement in men and women. These effects will reverse on stopping treatment. These are mild side effects of motilium. Tell your doctor if they continue. Serious side effects. What to do? Fast or irregular heartbeats. Swelling of hands, ankles, or feet. Passing urine more frequent, or pain when passing urine. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice any of these serious side effects, you have an allergic reaction to metillium, allergy can be recognized, for instance, by skin rash, itching, shortness of breath and/or swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Stop using metillium and tell your doctor immediately if you have an allergic reaction. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What? Medicine name: contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient: 10 mg of domperidone as the active ingredient. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients: lactose, maize starch, microcrystalline cellulose, pregelatinized potato starch, povidone, magnesium stearate, hydrogenated cottonseed oil, sodium lauryl sulfate and hypromellose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What metillium looks like. Metillium tablets are white, film-coated, round tablets. Each tablet is marked M/10 on one side and Janssen on the reverse. They are available in blister and carton of 25 or 100 tablets. OSTAR 39510. Who distributes metillium? Johnson & Johnson Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, 45 Jones Street, Ultimo, New South Wales 2007. Registered trademark, Consumer Care Centre Australia. 1-800-029-979 New Zealand. 0800-446-147 Overseas customers, plus 61-2826-0836-6. This leaflet was prepared in November 2023.